Recording is now in progress. It's 2:06.
Chair Barger, the meeting's yours.
All right, we're going to begin with calling to order the High Desert Corridor Joint Powers Agency Board of Directors meeting. Good afternoon, everyone. Arthur, will you please take roll?
Thank you, Chair Barger. Roll call for the board meeting. Chair Barger?
I'm here.
Thank you. Vice Chair Becerra? See, Ms. Becerra. Director Reyes?
Here.
Thank you. Director Hughes-Leslie? Absent. Director Olson?
I am here.
Thank you. Director Najarian? Here. Thank you. Board alternates, Director Loa? Absent. Director Harmon? Absent. Director Ramos? Absent. You have a quorum, 4 votes.
All right. I'm going to call on Otto Najarian to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, if you will, sir.
Thank you. If you will all please rise if you're able to and place your right hand over your heart and repeat after me. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you for that. Now, Arthur, we will have public comment. Can you please read the instructions and see if any members of the public wish to speak?
Thank you, Chair Barger. Thank you for joining the High Desert Corridor Joint Powers Agency Board of Directors meeting for July 9th, 2026. If you're a member of the public and you'd like to participate, we urge your participation on a daily basis, and you can contact us at the email you see on the agenda. If you'd like to participate today, please use the raise hand function on the Teams meeting, and you will be recognized for a 3-minute public comment. At this time, Chair, if I do not see any raised hands or any members of the public making comments, so no members.
All right. We will now thank you for that. We can now go to the consent calendar. We've got one item, which is the High Desert Corridor JPA board meeting minutes. Recap proceedings. Does anyone have any changes to the minutes? All right. I've got a motion, and I'll second it. Do I need to do roll call, or can I just?
Yes, we can. Oh. We need, yes. So for the minutes, we do have to do roll call, Chair Barger.
All right, would you please call roll?
Yes, for consent calendar board item 1, roll call, Chair Barger.
Yep.
Thank you. Vice Chair Becerra. Director Reyes.
Yes.
Thank you. Director Olson.
Yes.
Thank you. Director Najarian.
Yes.
Thank you. Item 1 passes.
All right. Thank you for that. Now we will move on to the regular calendar, the executive director's report.
Okay. Thank you, Chair Barger, members. Appreciate your time this afternoon, members of the public. I'd like to just go over a few items that we have here today for the executive director's report. First off, we're ending the fiscal year. We just ended it June 30th. So we will be finishing up our books with the LA County Comptroller's Office, who we always appreciate their fine work in helping with us appropriate the proper money in and out of the Treasury. So right now, we look like we will get our fiscal year ending books still, but it looks like we definitely will be ending the fiscal year that just concluded under budget and accomplishing all our goals while being under budget. So very happy and satisfied with how we'll be ending the fiscal year, and we'll be able to provide you more of that update. But as we enter the current fiscal year, we're happy to keep that planning first budget moving. So we'll be continuing the planning that we've done in the current fiscal year. And that is primarily, as I will transition into the second item, which is the high-speed rail project 2026 federal NEPA process. So we are currently fully engaged with our lead federal agency who has been delegated that authority as the California High-Speed Rail Authority. And we are fully engaged with all the various studies and analysis that is going on as part of that NEPA process. And right now our schedule looks like it should be completed in December. So I know we're publicly saying the winter and end of the year, early next year, but right now I feel very confident that the team is doing an excellent job, and we're moving well, and I do feel like we can make the December timeline that we're striving for. Of course, we'll give you a better update for that at our October meeting. Next slide, please. The third item I'd like to update you on is our community meetings and the round of that we had here in June. I have to admit, as the executive director for the last 4 years now, 5 years, excuse me, this was very good to do a round of these community meetings as part of the project and updating the public. As you can see here, we had three meetings, frankly, tremendous attendance at all three. As you could imagine, chair and members, doesn't surprise you that the North County comes out and is respectful in these meetings, and was an actual very good exchange in all of them. We had two in person and one virtually. We also did a mailer, a quarter mile radius around the entire length of the 54 miles. So that went to almost 3,000 residents or parcels in that area. We had quite a bit of social media contact. We had quite a bit of reposts and social media aspects like that. I'm very happy to say, in the roughly 8 week period of planning and putting out this notice and doing all that, we've had over 1,000 people sign up on the website for more information. So that's just a great testament that we did reach people, they did want interest. And in the meetings itself, just to give you a flavor, I know Vice Chair Becerra isn't here, but thanking her for attending several of the meetings that we've had and in support of that, and I do appreciate that. And the dialogue has been, as you could imagine, some people were getting the update, like what happened to the highway, you know, that kind of stuff. We had a lot of parcel owners that showed up having interest in where the alignment was. We also had a very good discussion over the three distinct projects. You know, as you know, we speak about the connection to the California High-Speed Rail project out of Palmdale, coming into the Palmdale station. And we speak of the Brightline West project coming into the Victor Valley station, and how we're the connection and creating a network. So, but we were very careful to make sure that we spoke about the three distinct projects, where we got several questions in that regard of how that was working. But again, we assure the public that we're working in a seamless manner so that the public will enjoy the connections to each of the systems. So overall, just very, very pleased with this round of community meetings. The next item, very quickly, we'll just talk about, we continue to put ourselves out there at the High Desert Corridor. We get a lot of invites to speak at various events. We're not taking every one of those. We are trying to be judicious and efficient in how we engage in those speaking engagements. So you can see the list here, but in general, we always have very good input from these presentations, and a lot of interest, both from members of the public and from members of industry, as you can imagine. Next slide, please. I'll wrap up by talking briefly about the service development plan and our grants, and where we are with our grants. Frankly, in our service development plan, we're in a holding pattern at this moment. We're awaiting direction from the Federal Railroad Administration within the Department of Transportation. We are not alone in that holding pattern. There are numerous projects in the corridor identification program that are waiting to go from stage one, which we have completed, to go to stage two. So my understanding is there's roughly 5 to 7 other projects awaiting that direction. So we'll let you know when we get that update. On the grant side, we're very happy that we were able to submit some grants. We just got news earlier in the week on Monday that we did not receive the US DOT build grant that you see here on your list, but we will do the debriefing with the Department of Transportation. That grant was based out of the Secretary's office, Mr. Duffy's office at the Department of Transportation. So they let us know, and we kindly will take them up on their offer for a debriefing on that grant. I had the opportunity to be in Sacramento for the High Speed Rail Authority board meeting on June 24th, where I spoke about the connection and the integration and the partnerships, and also had the opportunity to do that at the California Transportation Committee meeting at Folsom the next day. And the primary focus of this is bringing attention to our TIRCP application that you see here on the screen. That is one of our main applications. It is a large application that we have put into the state. Our goal of that application is over 54% of the money would be spent directly into construction. We'd like here at the agency, if Brightline gets the news we anticipate this summer from the federal government on their project and they go into heavy construction and final design work, I'd like to try to propose to this board that we try to keep up with them at the I-15 corridor at the Victorville station. So that is included in this grant. So to put it very bluntly, we could spend over $400 million roughly to work about 4.5 miles on the I-15 interstate while Brightline does their work. That would be my goal, is to only disturb that area one time. And I know this board has taken that type of position to work with the community. So we're working very well with District 8 on this at Caltrans, and we'll keep you up to speed. But that's the main issue for the grant, is we can really do some integration right away, and that allows us to continue our work on the Palmdale station with this grant, as well as the 50 miles in between on right away. So it's a pivotal grant. I know that you all are speaking positively about that. I'd also like to say Assemblyman Carrillo has taken a very lead role on this grant application in trying to work towards its approval by the CTC. Just to give you the sense of timing, and I'll end here, that grant, they're saying that they would like to have recommendations by September 18th. So they're still trying to figure out the evaluation of that grant, and they're also trying to understand the amount of funding they have from the state budget. So that's another key area. So I'll pause there. Sorry for all being winded on all these items, but a lot of exciting things happening that I wanted to bring to your attention and to the public's. And I'll be happy to answer any questions or any comments you may have.
Thank you. And Arthur, thank you for the team for hosting the series of successful community meetings. And, you know, I think that the fact that 1,000 reached tells me that we need to do a better job of letting people know what is going on and continually updating, keeping this front and center. And then thank you for the strong TIRCP grant application. I mean, I think it's important for us to keep that moving as well, because this is a pivotal moment for this project. And I really do appreciate the work that you continue to do to keep it front and center. So with that, do any of my fellow directors have any questions or comments?
Yes, I do, Madam Chair. I just want to say, Arthur, thank you for being such a tremendous advocate and ensuring that both sides of the desert, right, have the ability to just get some tremendous updates, right? So I've heard some great feedback over here on this side of the mountain. And, you know, we're doing everything we can on our job and in our will to ensure that the support is there and that remains there, because this is a major part of increasing our public transportation throughout the state of California. So thank you for all that you do.
Well said. Thank you.
Yeah, and to echo that, you know, for July 1 to be out at the Victorville, there was the Greater Chamber event that I went to speak at. And there were over 200 people there on July 1st, and they were amazed at the turnout. And we had a lot of small businesses. Everyone's very much engaged. And to your point, Chair Barger, I think we have to continue this engagement. And hopefully the next domino that can fall is the environmental approval that'll really get, in my opinion, really kickstart this project into another gear.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
Madam Chair, I have a question. It's Mayor Becerra.
Sure.
Arthur, what do you think of after our meetings, you guys give us an update that we could maybe put it on an agenda item every time we meet, put it an agenda item afterwards to give an update exactly how our meeting came out?
I could add more to the minutes. What we do is we post the audio of the meeting on our website. But if you'd like us to do a one pager that we can put up there that kind of summarizes the meeting, we can do that as well.
If you would, please. And then after every time we have a meeting, I'll give an update at my council meeting just to let people know where we're at, to keep them engaged. If we met them here, then let's let them know that we're, you know, you can listen to our council meetings and be engaged.
It's a great idea. And as I've said to all of you, and I'll repeat it here, anywhere you need me to speak, any council meeting, community meeting, state, anything, please let us know. Liz and I will make every effort to make sure we accommodate it.
Thank you very much, Arthur. And I echo Gabe's words. Thank you for everything you're doing for us.
Yeah, and thank you for your attendance. I know you showed up at several of these events, and I think it's important when you're there as well. And I appreciate that.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah, thank you. All right, seeing no other requests to speak, and I
just
think
let me just check, Madam Chair Barger, if any members of the public we are wrapping up item regular board item number one. If you have any members of the public would like to speak at this time, I'm seeing no raised hands, Chair Barger.
All right.
Thank you.
With that, any requests from our members or future agenda items that you'd like to be put on the agenda? I think if you don't have any today, you can always reach out to Arthur and make that request, and we will honor it. I think it's important for us all to be in this together and bring forth any concerns or thoughts or ideas that we have. So with that, I'm going to adjourn this board meeting, and the next board meeting is going to be October 8th, 2026 at 2 p.m. Thank you all very, very, very much for being here. All those in the high desert, stay cool.
Yeah. Thank you, Madam Chair.
We are trying. We are trying.
I know.
Thank you, everybody.
Yes. Take care.
It's roasting.
It is hot.
Bye. Thank you, Arthur.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.